Hello and welcome to another episode of The Art of Summoner's War. I am Arrow Seth and I am joined with Gener Wiener, also known as Gene. And today we want to start out by first talking about where we're standing right now in our last six star and our next six star. So Gene, what was your last six star and what's your next six star?
So my last six star was Deva. I did her, actually, I think before I even released the podcast, it was like Monday. She's working out okay. I got all the twins re-ruined yesterday. I still can't do DB10, but, you know, I think I just need better rune quality on them. I don't think I'm happy with all the mod that I got, and like all the twins and stuff. So for the next six star, I was going to do Rauk Second Awakened. I'm thinking I'm going to hold back on that for a little bit. And instead of trying to go for a DB10 speed team, I'm going to try and go for R5 and maybe get some rune improvements that way.
Can I back you up? What twin DB10 team are you actually trying to run?
So that's a fantastic question. I've seen several online that look pretty cool and like doable. There's one where it was, let's see, Shayna, Sabrina, Talia, Deva, and Rauk. And that's one I was thinking last week. There's another one I've seen now with Lucian, double Talia, Sabrina, and Shayna, not even using Deva. But I don't know. I think I'm just going to like not think about it for a while and just go for an R5 team and see if I can't get some grindstones and wait till I have better runes, basically, before I try it.
Yeah, and we didn't know if we were going to talk about this, but we saw that someone who is using the twins for DB10 and MB10 switched over to Rage to boost that crit damage, the loss from the nerf, trying to make up for that, but I can't speak much on it because I'm still waiting on Talia and Sabrina to show up in my life.
I want to say, let me check real quick. I think I have at least one of them on either Rage. Yeah, so my Talia is on Rage right now, and I think my Sabrina is on Fatal. But I have Deva and Shayna on Violent. Violent just makes so much more sense to me than Rage. Like, yeah, you want the high crit damage, right? Violent, them getting to go together more often just seems so strong.
It makes a lot of sense.
It really does, right?
I'm violent all the way. You know, I believe in violent all the way in dungeons, you know, especially on heavy attackers. I can't wait till you do get a speed team because I'll just copy it.
And another thing I've been struggling with is getting my crit rate up with the high crit damage. And so either wave Rage or Violent you go, you're still going to struggle with that. Like, if you can't get that crit rate up, you know, the crit damage just is worthless.
It really is.
Nothing unless you crit. I think I just need, like, better rune quality and just more crit rate, more attack, more survivability, too. Like, they're dying pretty quickly to the mid-boss and things like that, especially in DB10. So I just need better rune.
Yeah, or like you said, go for those grindstones, and start beefing up, you know, sub-stats.
Yeah, that's part of that. I think that's where I'm going to focus on. I'm actually ready to six-star Jamie, the Dark Bounty Hunter. I just need a bunch of two-stars to feed to all of my two-star max guys that I have, and then I'll be able to six-star him.
You know, and sometimes when I'm running low on two stars, I really like to beef up one stars and then, you know, turn one stars to two stars. I know you don't believe in that, but
I try to avoid that. I'll summon all of my unknown scrolls tomorrow and get that. I only have like 60 right now, but probably before I start leveling up one stars, I'll refresh the magic shop and just buy all of the white two stars from there and do it that way. And then, of course, all the scrolls that come up with it.
Usually I don't do scenarios unless I'm double XP, but if I know something's coming up when I'm not on double XP, I will go ahead and use all my friends to boost one stars to two stars because it's easy And it go ahead and do it, and it is like using up my energy, but I just basically go through all my friends and turn into a bunch of two stars because that's what I wind up being out of the most, which is
Yeah,
ridiculous.
I know, it's crazy. Same here, but like I said, I try not to do that. Just cause, I mean, it does feel wasteful, but I'm sure you're not the only person to do it. But yeah, it just feels like I need so many, you know. I have a ton of 2-star max people, but for every 2-star max, you need 2 2-stars, and then whatever the math adds up to being like, I don't know, hundreds of 2-stars that.
Yeah, we did it that one time, and we're like,
You're
yeah,
right.
it was,
It's
yeah.
ridiculous. Like 120 or something like 2 stars that you need for a 6-star, just with like 5-star max is already done. Like it's crazy. It feels inefficient.
Yeah, and I mean, if you're running out of regular scrolls, to pop those as well, yeah, it's pretty crazy. That's the other reason that I boost those 1 stars is it's my reason to get into scenarios when it's not double XP, and it gets me more regular scrolls, and I can possibly pop a few 3-star mon off of running Faymon or Aiden or something like that. So it kind of like keeps me in it. It gives me some reason to get in there. And it's like you see instant build on a 1-star. You run them 3 times and they're done. You feed them 3 more 1-stars and now you got 3 2-stars. It's just like a quick turnover.
That is something I'll do sometimes. Those I'll take a 1-star and then feed it a bunch of 1-stars that I have just sitting around, and then max or turn it into a 2-star. What are your next star plans, I guess?
Well, and I got all my stuff together to do a 6-star right now, and I was looking at Maruna, like we talked about last time, the fire boomerang warrior, but I couldn't quite pull the trigger on her because I also have debated doing a Rang, the Wind Nine Tails behind. Yeah, I kind of want to beef up my water beast. Again, I'm like at 1 minute on GB10, but I think if I had her, I would drop maybe, 10, 15 seconds. I don't know if that's worth it, but I just know she's a good mon to have 6-star.
Well, yeah, and you would use her in the beast dungeons too, so it's kind of. Did you ever do Deva, or would Deva be Deva Marino be your next two?
Yeah, so if I did Maruna, then Deva would be my next. Yeah, and they're both setting at 5-star max, which actually I should get in the light dungeon today and get the awakening essence for Deva. That's the thing too, is they're like a combo set. They're useless without each other. Or I can do a Rang right now, and I have some heavy hitters with wind that I would see instant result in six
Yeah,
starring
but
her.
you could use them in TOA.
I put the speed on to get ready for this next 6-star, and I haven't been able to pull the trigger or make a decision. I'm just sitting here like debating what I want to do. But the other thing is, I'm ready to 6-star a Rang if I was, but I didn't realize I only had her setting at a 4-star max awaken. So I actually need to 5-star her, then go through the steps to max her to 5-star, and then feed her. And that's the other thing. But I got in fighting the dark and light beast today. I've got 4 3-star max rainbow mon that are ready to go to 4, and then I could easily just feed her and then use a double XP. So I'm on the fence, but that's kind of the decision making that I'm trying to do right now. But I really do want a set of twins, even though people haven't been having the best luck with them lately.
I think they're still viable, but definitely not as good as they were before.
Yeah, and the set that I'm building would be for TOA hard, so I'm not gonna see the trouble that everybody's having in the dungeons. Mine will probably be okay climbing tower.
It would speed things up for you, but I mean, I don't know if you're having any issues as it is. I guess, I mean, just me thinking probably would say go with a Rang.
Yeah, why do you think I should go a Rang?
And just because, like I said, you're not having any issues with the tower at all, and a Rang is just going to be more of a immediate reward. Like you're going to have a better beast team because of her, and you're going to have a better dungeon team. It sounds like a good thing to me.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think that's the way it'll go. I have a double XP to pop, and I'll probably eat it here in about 30 minutes. That way I can 4-star a rank and then get her up to 5-star max pretty quickly with the double XP and 6-star probably tomorrow.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else? Anything exciting happening?
No, nothing other than, you know, I chose to transmorph my Barbarian King, and I really like him because his third skill boosts that speed. On top of that, it boosts attack for 2 turns. He's a heavy hitter. His second skill brands you.
A brand. I've been thinking about building this guy for a while, and I'd probably switch him out for my Arkella, but I would think I would run him with Bernard.
And I am. I have them both running on the water. I did actually, though, I dropped him out of my water team for a second and put in Fuko and popped my score up like 100,000. But
really?
it's not consistent.
Okay.
It's hard to be consistent at your highest score with the beast anyways. But Fuko did jump up as a front miner, you know, because he pops the shield up. He can take a few more spikes. But yeah, I normally do. I keep Bernard in. The only place I actually took Bernard is no longer on my GB10 team. And then it dropped me about 30 seconds to use the Barbarian King over Bernard. And I'll probably use Orang, you know, at least.
Oh, you're saying you went down 30 seconds?
Yeah,
Oh, okay. I thought you meant the other way around. I was like, really?
No. I went from, you know, consistently running about a minute and a half down to a minute.
Okay,
replacing Bernard with the Barbarian King.
Okay, yeah, I thought you meant the other way around. I was like, really? That's really surprising.
Yeah, I didn't mean to. I up, down. Going down is going up in that case. So
makes sense.
So that's where I've really seen him. And now I really want to build Egger, the Water Barbarian King, too, because they're basically mirror images of each other, but just water.
I don't know anything about him. I don't even have one actually right now. I have pieces of him that I bought from the guild shop, so I could summon one, but I haven't looked at it at all. But I've seen him a ton in PvP.
Yeah.
And I don't know exactly what he does. Seen really good things.
So him and the Wind, like I said, they're basically mirrors of each other. Let me see mine. Pull them up here real quick. So the first skill attacks an enemy with an axe and inflicts 2 continuous damage effects for 1 turn with a 50% chance. Second skill attacks an enemy with a wrath axe, leaving a branding effect for 2 turns and increasing the attack bar by 50%. The target with the branding effect will receive 25% increased damage. And then third skill is attacks an enemy 2 times with each strike, having a 75% chance to steal 1 beneficial effect from the enemy. It absorbs the attack bar by 50% each if you attack the enemy with no beneficial effect. So if it either steals a beneficial effect or it takes away the attack bar, depending.
Okay.
So it's going to hit you either way. When this attack is on cooldown, your attack speed increases, and you recover 10% HP every turn. I really like the Barbarian King.
Yeah, that sounds pretty cool. I should summon mine and work on it.
Yeah, and this kind of leads us into mistakes. We want to go into mistakes on this chat. And
talk about some mistakes we've made.
Right. And since we're talking about Agar, we'll talk about one of our buddies in our guild who was getting a lot of Agars. And so he thought it was just a prevalent Mon. And so he used Agars to beef up Rainbow Mon.
He
said he ate a lot of them.
Oh, God. That's painful.
So that's a mistake. Do you want to go first with your mistakes, or you want me to?
All right, where should I start here? I can go first, I guess. Let's see. I got a lot of stuff written down here, and some more happy to share than others, I guess. One of big ones. I wanted to talk about Devilmon. I know you have something for Devilmon stuff, but I wanted to mention mine. as well. Starting out, I did not realize how important they were. And this is even as recent as maybe a couple of months ago. I was just more or less using them willy-nilly, like not on Nat3s anywhere. But I did spend a lot on Beretta, Lucian, my water Kung Fu girl. I spent some on Orang. These are all people that are potentially worthy of Devilmaw because they're just so strong and like so useful. But the fact is that they all have fusions that you can fuse skill ups for all of them. And early on, I had no idea how important Devilmon were gonna be for at this stage in the game where I'm getting so many Nat5s that really could use those skill ups more. And I could have just taken a little bit of extra time and fused skill ups for these Nat4s that I was building early on. Someone had pointed this out to me early on, and I was just like, what? It takes so much to fuse even the 4-stars, you know? It's like, what, 4 4-star max guys that you have to fuse together to get one of these. And I was just like, what?
Yeah, it did
that's
sound
crazy.
crazy.
That's like if you one more 4-star max and you can have yourself like a 6-star. That's crazy, you know? You can get one Devilmon from the arena shop, and that's the same thing. Why would you ever do that? But now that I'm at this point where just having so many people that need Devilmon, I just I'm kicking myself for doing these things. And I basically full skilled these guys. Like I maybe had one or two skill ups for any of them, but the rest I used Devilmon for. And so that's one of the mistakes that I wanted to bring up. And then another thing with Devilmon is when Second Awakening became a thing, I Second Awakened Bella right away, right? And then just not even thinking about it, I fed her Devilmon to get all those skills maxed again. That's one of my biggest regrets, and that's a really recent thing too that I've done. But yeah, I'm not really kicking myself for that one still.
Yeah, that hurts, man. Losing Devilmon is or regretting Devilmon is probably the worst thing ever on this game.
It's just so hard to come by, and obviously you can buy some, but even buying them, they don't come to the shop that often. You can't. Like every once in a while, they'll have the here buy three Devilmon for $50, but.
Yeah, I was about to say, if you put a price on it, I know you get crystals and whatever else in that pack, but if you want to put a price on it, like three Devilmon is $50, or if you want to, or we could drop the price a little bit and say 40 because you're getting that other stuff in there. But man, they're quite valuable on
Yeah,
this game.
and again, those come up maybe once every 3 months, and I don't know how many you can buy if it's unlimited or like a one-time purchase. So even then, they're still super, super rare. All right, tell us your Devilmon story. I think it's gonna be a little better than mine.
Yeah, so when I was very noob, and I found out that there were these Angelmon that helped you build experience faster. Well, I thought that the Devilmon were just Dark Angelmon, and so I think I fed like three of them to God knows what, something probably awful like a dark witch or something. It was bad. And then when I saw the skills pop and I was like, what? Well, why did the skills go off like that? And then I was just immediately kicking myself. And right at that time, one of those $50 packs was in, and I had realized that I had just wasted $50 on, some terrible. And I was like giving them XP to eat them into something else. Like I wasn't even, it was so, it was bad. And yeah. And If it's a 4-star Mon, I am very takes me a lot to feed a 4-star Mon Devil Mon now. And if I do need to do something like actually on like the Wind Barbarian King, if I do have to feed them Devil Mon to like get their skill 2 and 3 to that last cooldown, I only feed them one at a time. Like I don't load them with 5 and watch them all go into skill 1 and,
Oof.
you know, cry about it. You know, I do one at a time and hope that like, and it's really worked for me because it both on Lucian and the Wind Barbarian King, it maxed their last skills first, and you know, and I still don't have their skill 1 fully maxed out, and I'm like, well, I'll wait on those and just get these done.
That's actually it happened the same way for me. For both Beretta and Lucian, I had a I think Beretta's skill 1 is still level 1, but second and third skills are both maxed. So that was pretty lucky there. Lucian maybe had one or two things go into his skill 1, but it's not maxed either. But yeah, I don't really see myself anymore feeding Nat 4s Devilmon ever again. Like I would really like to, you know, for the twins, you know, I think having them skilled up would really improve things for me, but I'm having to hold myself off. But yeah, I just have Nat 5s that need them so much more now.
Yeah, Homunculus is probably going to eat the ones that I have saved up too. I still have, I think I still have 6. Oh, 4. Hey, that's really nice. I only have 4 more skill ups for him, and then
Oh, nice.
he's done. I think I'm setting on like 9 Devilmon, and I really think about them now before I
Yeah,
eat them.
I think you might be ahead of me on homie skill ups. I think I have maybe 5 or 6 left still, but after that I'm going Bastet. That Water Desert Queen, she's gonna be my next Devilmon recipient.
Oh, nice. I have the Fire Desert Queen. I don't think she's as valuable.
Yeah.
She might actually be food for a Bastet
Ooh.
one day. No, I also, I really won't feed a Nat 5 to a Nat 5. I the one of my mistakes actually is that, yeah, here it comes. So I had duped Lucians, and I ate a Lucian into a Lucian, and come to find out, you know, a double Lucian. They're not Nat 5s, but this
Yeah,
is like,
you scared me for a second there.
yeah, no. And but I had duped Lucians, and I ate one of my Lucians into the other one. Come to find out, you know, double Lucian team and GB10 can really kill it, you know. And so I'm kicking myself for that. And I know Lucian can sometimes be hard to come by. We have one of the guys in our guild waited. He waited like 3 years to get a Lucian. And then we have other guys in the guild that got him the first month that they played. I mean, it's just it can be sour like that sometimes.
A little bit, yeah. Let's see. Another mistake that I made. This is kind of painful, especially now that I'm trying to ruin my twins. Whenever I started, I got through GB10 pretty quick, and then I almost immediately started working on a DB10 team, probably well, faster than I should have. And that's actually another point I have on here is rushing content as being a mistake, like trying to go for going GB10, DB10, NB10 just as fast as you can, as like looking for goals rather than just sitting there and farming GB10 for a few months or even like a year, you know, just to get some runes before you just completely go past it and go for DB10. But that's what I did is I went for DB10 right away and I just farmed it for a long time. And I had all these great runes sitting in my storage. And of course, as we all do, I ran out of storage. And I was like, well, I need to go through and look at all my runes. And I need to decide what I'm going to sell and what I need to keep. And one of the rune slots I was looking at is shield. And I was like, well, let's look at what shield does. And shield runes and give you a shield based on your HP. So I was like, well, if I'm going to build someone with shield runes, they're going to need a lot of HP to have a bigger shield, right? So basically, any rune that doesn't have an HP percentage in shield, I can sell. That was my reasoning. It made sense to me at the time, but I sold six-star legendary runes that were attack percentage that I didn't think I had any use for because they didn't have HP percentage as a substat.
I've been there, man. I did the same thing, but with attack percentages in like two slots and four slots. I was like, why would I ever, you know, that's speed and crit damage slots. So I'm just selling attack percentages.
Yeah. I'm sure I've done the same thing there too, yeah.
And now I completely regret it because I love attack percentage runes now. Like,
yeah. And like now I'm trying to build these, you know, speed teams for DB10 or especially MB10 where basically shield runes are required, right? Because you're getting a lot of those monsters in there, they return damage whenever you hit them. And so I don't have any shield runes to put on any of my attackers. It's really painful.
These mistakes are going to be hard to talk about.
Yeah, this one's got me choking up a little bit, man, because like it's hitting home pretty hard.
Yeah.
Like I said, I'm dealing with it right now because I'm trying to build these clans that I have no usable shield runes. I think I have maybe one set that I've put on someone, but other than that, they're all just trash.
Yeah, and now you need to farm the place that you were trying to build a speed team for.
Yeah, exactly.
But you need to farm it again with your average team.
Exactly right.
Yeah, that's painful. Which leads me into my next mistake that I've made. Yeah, I six-starred people that I shouldn't have six-starred back in the day.
Tell us about that one.
So I've got one I'm real ashamed of. I thought... So I six-starred Jun at one point when I was new.
Tell us who that is.
Jun is the Fire Samurai.
I think it's a he.
It doesn't matter. it's so bad. I never use. Did you say it's a he?
I think so. Yeah.
Okay. So I never use him anywhere. I don't see the use in him. I thought he looked cool. That was really. And he had an AoE attack. You know. It's terrible. Lapis was my first six star, and that was actually a big mistake for a long time until they buffed her, because Lapis wasn't as buff as she is now, and I'm glad that one came full circle and turned into something good, because now I use her in the Fire Beast and things like that. But I was pretty sour about Jun and Lapis after I learned how the game was played, and I was like, wow, this is garbage. I have two garbage six-star Mon that they literally got put in storage for a long time. So I had six-starred people that are sitting in storage, and I know other people have done this too. I mean, this is probably one of the biggest regrets of most of the people that we've talked to on our teams, that they six-starred people, and they might have six-starred. These were actually useless. I don't know what the hell I was doing. but they six-starred people who were useful at the time, but then were quickly replaced by their next Nat 5 that they pulled.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, I have people like that too, like, you know, Gildong. You know, he was great for me when I was using him, but as soon as I pulled Varad, you know, I don't know if I'm ever going to use him again.
And I don't have a Varad, so Gildong still, you know, he's my consistent stunner. But, I imagine one day, you know, I'll be like, he'll get dusted, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure everyone has things like that, and like I don't necessarily think see that as a mistake, you know. Well, like John, of course, was, but as far as you know, people that maybe you're not using anymore, and I think, who knows, you know, maybe they'll come back with a buff for those people eventually, and so they may become useful again. So you never know.
Yeah, please do. Jeez. I mean,
Yeah.
it's so bad. And you know, maybe somebody out there really loves their John and they would get pissed if they heard about this. Like I
Yeah.
showed you the other day, I saw some guy had six starred him, maxed, and then transmorphed him even. Like he
Whoa.
was loving some John, or she, he or she was loving John, and
Yeah.
I was astonished because I was like, man, that is like I have put her in storage so nobody can see that I six star or he him in storage so nobody can see that I did that craziness. First of
Yeah.
all, he probably has his usefulness somewhere in maybe PvP. Like there might be, you know, I'm reading the skills now, and I don't know. I don't think so though. Tax
Yeah.
law enemies two times. Yeah, it was a mistake, and yeah.
I'm looking at the usage information right now, and I'm seeing a lot of uses in Arena and Guild Wars.
Yeah, I was finding him useful for a second in Guild Wars because he was breaking through somebody's shields, like one of those annoying shield people, kind of like the Ebgen priest, like Reyna or Kumon, you know, the
Oh, I like him.
fire,
Yeah,
you know,
Anubis. Anubis.
the fire Anubis. Yeah, I think he could break through his nonsense as well.
Okay. So, I mean, it sounds like he's got some niche use, and maybe I see potential where you later on in the game, where, you know, when you're really in game, using that just for a quick, you know, arena clear or something. I don't know.
And yeah, that's why I brought him out of storage, is because I'm using him in siege battles right now.
Oh,
When
there
we
you
get
go.
into siege, I'll toss him on a defense after we take out a building, or I'll use him to fight as a stand-in third guy or something. Yeah.
There you go.
Trying to silver lining, you
Yeah,
know.
exactly. It's definitely a mistake, but maybe not the worst mistake.
Yeah.
Okay. That one was good. I like that one. Another one I have is just very recent. And actually, Seth, I don't know. Have you maxed the skills on your homie yet?
On my homie,
Yeah.
no, let me see what I have left here. I need about 200 light and dark, and then I'm ready to go.
Okay, cool. Well, this one is going to be for you and for people like you who are working on their homie. And that is whenever you, for the first time, finish evolving all of the skills on your homunculus, you will complete a challenge. And whenever you do, that challenge is going to give you a scroll. And that scroll lets you reset all of your homunculus skills and just lets you redo them for free one time. You can let that challenge just sit there completed and not use it until you're ready to do that. Or you could be like me and complete the challenge right away as soon as you did it, even though you have no intention of changing your homunculus skills, and let that skill expire. Because it expires in 7 days, like most of the stuff.
Oh no.
And so you just lose
Oh my goodness.
it. That one hurt also.
Wow, that does hurt.
If I ever want to switch the skills on my homunculus, I'm going to have to reform all of the points again.
So what do you have to do if that, say you did take that thing and it expires, what do you have to do for the reset at that point?
Well, I mean, you can reset it at any time. It's just, but it's free, or it'll take you back to just no skill evolutions.
Right. So this thing gives you the evolutions that you've already worked for, just
Yeah.
on a different element now.
Right. So you can just clear it and respec it all the way to full for free one time. Yeah. And so a lot of people use this to where, I mean, say they have a team that can triple S the fire beast, but they can only hit like A's in the water. And so they'll farm fire beast, fully evolve those skills to the very end, and then reset with the scroll and change them to water if they just want a water one.
So this lets you
farm your most efficient dungeon and evolve the skills quicker, and then just reset it to the actual element that you want. I farmed the one I wanted, so I could have just saved it and say switched it to wind eventually if I wanted to use them in raids or something like that. But no, if I ever want to do that, I'm gonna have to reform all those elements again.
Don't do that. Oh man, I had heard you and Zach talk about this, but I didn't know that you were speaking firsthand.
Yeah, and this is another mistake that, you know, just happened a month or two ago.
Yeah,
so still making those.
Well, I would have probably done the same thing if you wouldn't have told me that, because you just go to the completed challenges, right?
Right.
And you're just like, dude, yeah, thanks a lot.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, and complete another challenge. Cool. Complete. Whoops. Let's forget about that one. What else you got?
Farming mistakes, really, like farming the wrong places, you know, not using my friends. I still make the mistake of leveling up one stars. I know some people would probably still see that as a mistake.
I think I maybe only have one more. Using summoner stones to go for nat 5s. And, like, I say that, and I used summoner stones to get my Varad. So it's sometimes it's going to work out, but I think in general you really just want to use those stones to go for nat 4s. Like, I know it's really tempting to just be like, oh man, there's, you know, some nat 5 that you really want. It's in the summoner stone rotation, especially early game, you know, whenever you don't necessarily have all the nat 4s that are really essential, and just getting captivated by some nat 5 that you really want. Chances are you're not going to get it, right? It's so much better to save those stones for, like, you know, the Galleon or the water Kung Fu girl or Lucian.
Lucian.
It's, if you don't have those guys, I mean, you shouldn't even be looking at the nat 5s. But for me right now, it's Maruna, and, you know, again, recent mistakes. I have like 2,000 stones saved up. I was like, oh, I'm going to save them for Marina whenever she comes up. And I haven't seen her since I've decided that. But then there was Jamar, the wind dragon, came up. And I was like, oh, he'd be really cool. Wait for me and my TOA team. I was like, oh, 2,000 stones is a lot. Maybe I'll get him. I got Varad on my second pull, you know. And I actually didn't even get a single lightning from all of those. But
you did 2,000 of them?
Yeah. Maybe I got one or two lightnings, but like, felt like a waste.
Yeah, that's tough. I can think of a mistake that I made as a noob that you actually brought me out of, where I would go, I was thinking good runes came from scenarios. Like, I would go to a slot, you know, that I needed, and I would just farm that until, you know, I got a high star rune.
Yeah.
But that is not the way to do it. Good runes are in the dungeons. Like, every rune you need that's going to be legendary or hero, it's going to come from farming those dungeons. And it took me a little convincing by you to figure that out.
I'm surprised I was the one that told you about it, because I did the very same thing. First time trying to beat GB10, you know, I had Bella and Barrow and Shannon, Bernard, and Darien, and basically aside from Darian, I think they all basically needed the same runes, you know, Swift Energy with Speed HP HP. And so yeah, I sat in scenario for the longest time trying to get those 5-star white energy or Swift speed runes or HP percent runes. And yeah, I did that for way too long, where if I could have farmed, say, GB7 and gotten 5-star runes there, that
With
would have been,
some stats,
yeah, that would have
yeah.
been way better, that I probably could have been using still, you know, whereas all of those other ones that I had farmed so long for, I had sold by now.
Yeah. And some good advice is, like, just if you're not on double XP, don't leave the dungeons. Just stick with it. Just grind those dungeons until your rune quality is amazing, and then keep farming it more, because you're only going to get more 6-stars, or you're only going to keep 6-starring people, and they need runes as well, and they need good ones. So it's like, just stay in those dungeons like crazy after you do the homunculus thing, climb the tower or whatever. But if you're not on double XP, it's just like, sit there in those dungeon tens and grind it out. And they're going to give you a lot more stuff that you need as well, like 3-star match rainbow mon and all that, even crafting materials to go craft more runes. And some people say the rumor is to only craft violent runes.
Yeah, that's right.
And that's kind of, I kind of obey that rule as well, you
Yeah,
know.
I do now as well.
Yeah, that's all I've ever crafted. I did stray for a little bit, and I tried to craft some rage, and it wasn't working out for me. And rage were just so expensive compared to the type of crafting material I was getting, that I was like, never again. So.
Yeah, I think Rage uses at least a lot of similar runes or similar stones that a Violent does. And so, yeah, you basically pick one or the other, and I'd say Violent wins every time because they're just so much more versatile.
Yeah, everybody can use some violent on them.
Pretty much.
I think the only time I took most of my teams off violent is when I got into the beast and started fighting the Rift Beast so much that I put
Yeah.
my healers more on Swift and Guard and things like that, rather, because I didn't want them taking up turns for my attackers, but all my attackers are still violent as they can be, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, same here.
So.
All right. Well, I think that covers probably not all, definitely not all of our mistakes, but maybe some of the bigger ones, I'd say. I sincerely hope that maybe listening to this will help someone else not make the same mistakes. That's,
Yes.
yeah, as much pain as they've caused me, I'm hoping it will prevent that for somebody else.
Yes, please don't eat Devil Mon thinking that your experience is going to
Right.
go up on a
Yeah.
dark witch.
Yep.
Yeah.
Don't 6-star Jhin, you know, those kind of
Yeah.
things.
Yeah. If you get Jund, you just leave her in storage till they buffer.
Right.
I don't even know. You know what? I've almost ate her making another
Oh.
6-star before, but I didn't do
Well, if you do, you can add that to this list also.
it. Yeah, that would have gone on this list as well. So, but Devil Mon are very valuable, and don't just willy-nilly eat them into any old thing. Thank you for telling me about the homunculus thing, because I would have done exactly like you. I just go
Yeah.
in there, challenges are complete, you know. Yep, you know, no big
Yeah.
deal.
It's gonna be difficult, I think, just sitting there with that challenge open, because you're gonna have that notification there for the whole time, and you're just gonna be really tempted, I think. But yeah, this is really good timing too, because you know you're about to complete yours, and so I'm glad we covered that before you did it.
Yeah, and I imagine a lot of people are going after it now that they've made it, you know, somewhat easier, and you know, have cut the time that it takes down. I mean, a
Yeah.
lot of I could see a lot of people making that mistake, and I
I
bet a lot of people have already made that mistake.
yeah, I'm I wouldn't be surprised at all, but it's really unfortunate, you know, like kind of harsh, I would say, by come to us to do that. You know, I think it's, why couldn't you just, you know, open it and be like, oh, I'll use this later. Why do you have to do it right away? Or at least give some kind of warning, you know, that, oh, this is, you're not gonna, if you don't want to use this right away, you know, save it.
Right. Or yeah, or just make it last forever. You know, you completed it and it just sits there in like your craft thing
Exactly.
forever. You know, that would have been much cooler. That
Yeah.
is really a easy mistake to make that could really burn a lot of people. So I'm glad you talked about that. And I'm sorry that happened to you. I'm sorry you had to be the one that pioneered that
Yeah.
trail for us.
Someone had to be, right?
Yeah. Thank you for listening, everyone.
Yeah, thank you guys. Hope you learned something, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see you next week.